Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
I want to talk to you a little bit today concerning this thing of godliness, this thing of Ephesians chapter 4, and not being children anymore. We talked more about that last week, about not being children. And I talked about that last week, about not being childish, put away childish things. And all week long, you know what I've had to do? I've had to put away childish thoughts, childish behaviors that want to just come up, childish talk. I mean, it's like you preach on it and you got to live it out, right? You got to be able to walk that thing out. But I want to speak to you this morning over in 1 Timothy chapter 4. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 4 as well. But in 1 Timothy, it talks about chapter 4 and verse 6. It talks about we should nourish our own self in the truths of the faith and the good Christian instruction. This is out of the Amplified Bible. Good Christian instruction, which you have closely followed. You ought to nurture yourself in the truth that you have heard. Do you hear that? Nurture yourself in the truths that you have heard. And it talks about, and avoid irreverent legends. In other words, the profane, godless things that are going on and the silly myths that are out there. And you should, listen to this, and not only that, you should express your disapproval of them. Express your disapproval of them. When it's not true and it's a falsehood, you should express your disapproval of that falsehood and not be swayed by it. You know, truth must be vocal. It must be present. It must be vocal. It must have a cause to live out. Amen? So, and it goes on and it says, express the disapproval of all of these falseness that's going on. He said, and it says, train yourself toward godliness, keeping yourself spiritually fit. He goes on and says, you know, physical training has some value. Useful for a little. But godliness is spiritual training. If you don't have spiritual training, you're not going to live godly. Spiritual training will lead you to godly living. Godliness. Spiritual training. And it is useful and it's valuable in everything and in every way. Your godliness is useful. Your spiritual training is useful in everything and in every way. How much, Eric, how much does everything mean to you? What does that mean to your... Now, if you're godly, where are you going to live godly at? Out on the job? They tell you, this guy builds some fantastic decks. He really does. He posts them on Facebook and all, you know, and... We got some excellent builders. We got excellent people in our church. We really do. But if you miss a mark, if you miss a nail, you can't just express ungodliness, can you? No. He says godliness is for everything and everywhere. All the places you go. See, your life in Christ is not just on Sunday. It's everywhere. It's Monday through Saturday. It's when the storms are raging and when it's quiet and peaceful. But he says, train yourself with godliness. And that's the reason Ephesians 4 is so important, because it's talking about training you. And it says, because spiritual training, your godliness, holds the promise of the present life. It holds the promise. Well, I'd like for my present life to be better. Train yourself up in godliness. Amen. I want my life to be better. Train yourself up in godliness. Let the teachers, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers begin to teach you and train you in the ways of God. Because the Bible says it holds the promise of your present life. And not only that, it talks about it holds the very value of life in the future, your future life. In other words, what does that mean? That's just not heaven. That's tomorrow. You hear that? That's tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. If we get to live those days, that's the next day. That's all the days. All the time. Everywhere. Present life and the life to come. He said, this is a reliable saying and worthy of complete acceptance by everybody. Everybody ought to accept it. Completely. Especially Christians. We should accept this. He goes on down and says, be an example for the believers. That's in verse 12. Be an example for the believers in your speech, in your conduct, in your love, in your faith, and in your purity. Be an example for the others. You know, good news is not to be put aside. Good news is to be vocalized. Everybody say vocalized. There ought to be somebody somewhere, you know, every week there ought to be somebody that you have something to say about the good news to. Because you say, well, I don't really know if they need good. Everybody needs good news. I got some good news for you. I don't want to hear it. You ever run anybody like that? Hey, let me tell you some great news. I'm tired of good news. No, that's not where we are today. There's people that's wanting to hear about the good news. They want to hear about it. He said, be an example in what you say, in your speech, in your how you live out, in your love, in your faith, and in your purity. He said, till I come, devote yourself to public and private reading and exhortation of the scriptures. And keep yourself into the teachings that change your life. Teachings that change your life for him. Have you ever heard a teaching that changed your life for the worse? Yeah, I have. But I've heard a lot of teachings that changed my life for the better because it was truth. There's false teachings. There's false prophecies. There's a lot of falseness out there. But see, well... And people said, well, you know, be careful of the false prophets. I said, that's true. And then they'll say, prophets don't exist today. And I said, well, you can't have a false prophet without having a true prophet. Why didn't he just say, be careful of all prophets? No, he said, be careful of false prophets. Why? Because there are true prophets today. And there's false prophets today. Why would he distinguish false prophets? Why didn't he just say all prophets are wrong? No, that's not what he said. He made a distinguishing mark that there are false teachers, false prophets, false leaders. Yes? It's true. And we need to make sure that we're not following any of those. He says, practice and cultivate and meditate upon the duties that I've given you. Throw yourself wholly, completely into them. I love that. He said, in other words, you hear a teaching and it's from God. What does he say? Throw yourself completely in it. Say, I'm all in. Yes. But you know what? That word will test you. That word will test you and see if you're all in or partially in or a little bit in, or I'm just going to stick my foot in. That's all I'm going to give him. Nope. All in on the things that God gives you. And he said, do this and that your progress may be evident to everybody. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, I think he's a Christian? What's happening? Not enough evidence to completely for them to say, yeah, there's something about him, you know. They may even call you a Jesus freak. They might call you a lot of different things, he said, but it doesn't matter. Throw yourself into it. When it comes from God and he shows you what the truth is, put all your being inside that truth. What you heard today is going to benefit your life, and what you're going to hear tomorrow that comes from God is going to benefit your life. No matter if you're at Walmart, on the job, out chasing cows like Mike does, no matter where you are. Why? Throw yourself into it. Put yourself in it. Completely. I'm all in. Everybody say, I'm all in. So that's what God's looking for. He's not looking for your perfection. He's just looking for your willingness. So I'm here. I'm willing. I'm weak, but he says, I know, but I'm strong when you're weak. My strength comes out when you get weak. But it says, look to this teaching. Persevere in all these things. Hold on to them. And by doing so, you will both save yourself and those who hear you. Those who hear you. But you know, going back to this false thing, I'm going to speak to you about something that you may already know about it. But I heard a word several weeks ago. It's been probably a couple of months ago. I really didn't know what it was, and I had to go look at it and see what it was. And I said, "What are they talking about?" And the term was gaslighting. Anybody ever heard of gaslighting? Anybody? Okay. Anybody that has not heard of gaslighting, raise your hand. Let me feel a little better about not knowing what gaslighting is. So I heard it being used. So, you know, they're just gaslighting people. They're gaslighting. And I said, what in the world are they talking about? Well, I had to go do some research to find out what gaslighting was, because it's a terminology that I wasn't familiar with. It comes from a 1944 movie called Gaslight. Called Gaslight. That was the name of the movie. And this man has married this woman, and she's got wealth, and he's wanting her to lose her mind so he can have all the wealth. So they had gas lights that was in the house. So he would either go turn another room light on, and when he turned, or somebody else would do it, he had a partner in it. So when they would turn another light on, all the lights would dim because the pressure of gas was not forceful enough to keep everything burning brightly. Thus, the lady, the wife, would look at it and she said, you know, the gas is going. The husband said, no. No, that's all in your head. That's all in your mind. So gaslighting is someone trying to convince you of a truth, that the truth and the reality that you see is not real. And they will use manipulation to get you to do that. So this woman is about to lose her mind. And what she sees is true. But what he's convincing her, that this not happening, that is not happening. It's all in your head. You must be going crazy if you believe that. Does that hit anywhere? Did that land? You crazy if you believe that. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with the lights. They're staying bright. Why are you saying they're dim? Called gaslighting. So I had a whole new understanding, and I had heard that, and since then I have heard about gaslighting. I've heard gaslighting used probably a dozen times or more. And I knew what they was talking about. Gaslighting. What are they doing? They try to invalidate what you see, and create doubt inside yourself, causing you to doubt your own reality. In the Bible, Satan. Did God really say, causing them to doubt the truth that God said? You hearing that? The Bible says that he will at times appear like, not as one, he appear like an angel of light. What's he doing? He's gaslighting. He's manipulating, trying to get you to not look at the reality of the truth and yet look at something that isn't true and convince you that it is. Manipulation. It'll attack your identity. It'll attack your self-worth. They'll use statements of accusations. They'll use deliberate falsehoods. They'll use unsubstantiated exaggerations, negative judgments, and personal attacks. They will tell blatant lies, knowing that you know they're lying. But they will tell you that lie anyway. That's gaslighting. That's today's term. But see, that's manipulation. Are y'all getting this? Well, why are you telling us? Because it's all over the place. I don't want you to be deceived by it. I want you to be alert. I want you to be awakened to it. I don't want you to be taken in by it. I want you to understand that when they're saying something about gaslighting, you need to understand, and you need to be awakened by the Spirit of God and the truth that God is saying, because it will be challenged by those who want to. And the whole thing about this gaslighting and manipulation is about control. Another one in the Bible is the spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel wants to control. You know, she was so convincing that the biggest majority of Israel, some how many million it was, that got them to worship Baal, all except for a few thousand. Are you hearing me? Yes. It is so influential that it will take the majority by a storm. It'll be only those who know the truth, who has the truth living in them, and they have the truth instilled in them to the point that they have been trained by godliness, trained in the spiritual walk to the place that is not true. So you got to be, it says, oppose the things that are not true. Oppose it. That's not true. So the truth is being challenged. They'll tell blatant lies over and over. And you ever heard the saying? That's a bald faced lie. Yeah, how many of you ever heard that? You know, that bald. I never did know what that meant. I guess what it meant: all you bearded guys don't lie. That's a bald face. But they'll tell you a lie right straight faced. They'll persist. They'll be persistent in their contradiction. They'll keep contradicting the truth until you lose confidence in who you are, what your memories say, and your perceptions being changed. They will deny that they said anything. No, I didn't say that. Well, yes, you did. No, I did not. And then after that argument is over, they'll say it again. And they'll turn right around and lie again, tell you the same lie over and over. And then tell you they didn't say it. Yeah. Nothing sticks to them. They'll deny saying it even though you got proof that they said it. Listen, I got a tape recording. Listen at yourself saying this. That's not me. That's an overvoice thing. You dubbed over that. No, they're not going to. I don't have time to stay on all this. I really don't, but it's real. They draw hard lines, and then they'll start moving those hard lines that they've drawn when it's suitable for them. They'll draw a hard line for you, but when it comes to them, they'll move that line anywhere they want to. They'll twist the truth. They'll rearrange the truth. They'll deny the truth so they can create their own. And then they'll call what they've created the truth. They will blame you. They'll put you on guilt trips. They'll cause you to be unsure of yourself. They'll cause you to lose perspective from what's being fabricated and what's reality. That's what that man was doing in the movie. The woman was going crazy because she was seeing one thing, but he was telling her another, causing her to believe the reality is wrong. They'll think that you are the problem and not them. They'll use your fears against you. They'll push you into unbelief. And they'll push you also into a belief that you don't fit in. Therefore, you must be isolated until you do agree with us. And we will not tolerate you disagreeing with us. Does that ring a bell with anybody? To make you believe that they are the only reliable source. Just them. And if you disagree with them, they will discredit you, shame you, and destroy you. They'll use what's near and dear to you as ammunition. They will wear you down over time. Their actions will not match their words. They will try to align people against you. This is all in the Bible. When you start looking at Jezebel and you start looking at manipulation that's in the Bible and controlling the Bible, you see every bit of this. They're constant liars. They'll tell you you're crazy. They'll dismiss you. They'll tell you that everybody else is a liar and they're the only one that makes sense. Now I'm on close. It is important to be trained in godliness. When you're trained in godliness, you're getting spiritual truth put into you that stabilizes your thinking, your emotions, and how you feel and how you choose. That's the reason it's not just a little thing to read your Bible. It's not just a little thing to study your Bible. It's not just a little thing to pray. That's not a little thing. It's a big thing. It's a big thing when you don't read your Bible. It's a huge thing when you don't get into the Word. It's leaving yourself open prey for the gaslighters to convince you of something else. Spiritually, they'll try to convince you. Some people will try to listen. You have it going on in church. It's not just in the world, but it's in church. People will try to manipulate you to get you to do something that they want. Matter of fact, I know. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. Listen to me. There's a church in our vicinity that calls manipulation a spiritual gift that is used of God to get people to do what they don't want to do. And they're calling it a divine gift of God. Not true. That's the reason you will not have one of your leaders coming to you and trying to convince you to do something that you don't want to do. There's a ministry that's going on. I'd really like for you to, we may ask you, but if you don't want to do it, guess what? You don't have to do it. Matter of fact, we prefer you to come and tell us what you think your gifting is and we'll put you to work. Because it's already inside you. Okay. Well, what's another example? Listen to this example. Now, hang on. Brace yourself. I hear my phone ringing already. The emails are coming in. Listen to this. You are light and you are salt. Not just for the church. You are light and you are salt for the earth, for society. Society needs to see the truth. They need to hear the truth. They need to be preserved by the truth. But somebody's got to be able to tell the truth in the face of being gaslighted. The riots and looting of 2020. 30 states were affected. 2,000 cities. 29 deaths. Additional 25 more were shot. Thousands of businesses burned and destroyed. Thousands of jobs lost. Over billion dollars worth of damage. Livelihoods destroyed. What does the media say? The Main Street media, the biggest part of the Main Street media, don't even show it. I'm telling you the truth. They don't even show the violence. And they report this. The protests are mostly peaceful. Are there peaceful protests? Absolutely. Absolutely. But this stuff is not. Mostly peaceful. Here's another one. There's been a few street skirmishes. Street skirmishes. There's been a few minor incidents. And want you to believe it. The crimes committed were not organized. Boy, it takes somebody real. They're not organized. 25,000 people wake up one morning and have the same idea. Not organized? And want you to believe it. Gaslighting. Deception. Yes. They're not organized. Antifa is not involved at all. No evidence. The majority of the arrest were only from blocking streets. Tell that to the guy that has a business and it's on fire, been destroyed. See if he'll believe you. He won't be gaslighted. Why, he's staring the truth and it's staring him in the face. All the violence is actually incited by the police. I'm not lying. I'm telling you what they say. Y'all pray for me this week. But I'm not backing up on any of it. Why? Because I don't want you to be deceived. It's part of your leadership's job to tell you the truth and to keep you from being deceived. It is. It's part of the leadership's job. So let's read that again. None of that other stuff. And there's more to say about that. I just don't have the time. But this thing about godliness. See, I got all these pages, but I don't have, listen, here it is, listen. It is. Train yourself in godliness. Spiritual training. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I would say bring her to me, but... Spiritual training. Useful. Valuable. In everything. And in every way. When you know, I heard Bob Jones say this. He said, you know, the media is one of the biggest terrorists that we have. When they begin to tell you things that are not true, and you staring reality and truth in the face, don't believe this stuff. Take a stand. Take a stand. Use your spiritual training to be able to speak the good news and to speak the truth so other people, the Bible says, so you can be saved and those who hear you. We have a huge call on our life. Big divine call. Big God call on our life. But it's going to take us depending upon the reality of who He is, who we are, and the truth that has been spoken. Amen? Amen. So you ready to go? You ready to... I'm not talking about you're ready to leave. I'm talking about you're ready to go. I've gone over again. It's a call for us to be spiritually trained. And don't let up. But make sure you've got godly people training you. Know those who labor among you. Amen. Gosh, it's been a great day. It's been a wonderful day. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you for the awesomeness of music and song that stirs the hearts of people, that stirs the hearts of all of us. But God, at the same time, what we want to make sure that we report for duty and that we follow you in the truth. Because you said you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. So here we are, Lord. Use us. Keep us from deception. Keep us from being deceived. Allow us to use the truth to awaken the hearts and to stir the hearts of those who don't know it. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Liz.
Howdy. Well, what a good word today. So now you can get your children fed. Literally and spiritually. Did you know we have a website? We do. It's www.fathersvineyard.org, not .com, not .net, .org. And when you go there, we've made it incredibly simple for you to find your kids' lessons today. It's right there when the page loads. Ta-da! And can I tell you guys, if you don't have kids, you're like, why do I have to keep listening to this announcement? I tell you what, go watch it anyway, because then you can find out what we're teaching the kids. Check us. Just like Pastor Terry says, check him. Check us. Make sure we're teaching the kids exactly what they need to be taught. We got a fantastic curriculum. And so if you're an adult and you're watching it and you're like, is it going to be boring, Liz? Is it going to be dumb? I'll tell you what. I know the kids' curriculum includes things to make it fun for the adults, too. There are jokes that the kids are like, what? Noah is like, I don't get it. But all the adults are cracking up over it. So I guarantee you there's something in there for everybody. They just put it at their level so they can learn it. And there's also the fantastic activities so that once the lesson is done, you can dig in deeper. We can learn how to apply it. So www.fathersvineyard.org, right there on the homepage. You got preschool, you got kids' church, and then you got the activities and the parent guide, and it's all fantastic stuff. Ta-da!
Amen. 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 Great job. Great job. Thank you, online streamers and dreamers. I hope to see you again next week. God bless you, everyone. You're dismissed.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard Podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.